USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation on Monday, standing firmly behind his decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan following the collapse of the Afghan government over the weekend. Acknowledging that the Taliban took control faster than expected, Biden said that if Afghan forces were unable to mount a resistance to the Taliban now, a longer presence of U.S. troops wouldn't have made a difference.
We gave them every chance to determine their own future. We could not provide them was the will to fight for that future. Some very brave and capable Afghan special forces units and soldiers. But if Afghanistan is unable to mount any real resistance to the Taliban now, there is no chance that 1 year, 1 more year, 5 more years, or 20 more years, the U.S. military boots on the ground would have made any difference.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you, go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Tropical Storm Fred made landfall Monday afternoon along the coast of the Florida Panhandle near Cape San Blas, Florida. The storm moved inland, bringing sustained winds of 60 miles an hour and heavy rains to the Panhandle and southwest Georgia. More than 7 inches of rain were recorded in Panama City, Florida, and flooding has been reported across the Panhandle. The storm is expected to continue north towards Atlanta on Tuesday, bringing bands of heavy rain of 4 to 7 inches along the Alabama-Georgia border and into the western Carolinas. And for the first time ever, a water shortage has been declared at Lake Mead. The Bureau of Reclamation making the declaration Monday, as levels at Lakes Mead and Powell have reached their lowest levels on record following years of drought. The lakes have lost 50% of their capacity in just the last 5 years. Water from the Colorado River will also be rationed to Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico starting in January, with Arizona slated to lose 18% of its normal apportionment. Officials warned further actions will likely be necessary as the western U.S. continues to deal with severe drought conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Border agents in California were reportedly shot at last week. Lance Pry has more.
As President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to allow an estimated 1 million illegal immigrants into the United States, many infected with the coronavirus, Border Patrol agents are now being shot at. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News says the threats at the border will continue.
No, it actually happens more than we realize. But that area is known for high trafficking. It's high human trafficking, high alien smuggling, and high drug smuggling. And what's happening right now, the cartels know that the Border Patrol is over. Well, they know backup is miles away because half the Border Patrol is processing family units and children. And they're smuggling a lot of drugs in the United States right now because they know half the Border Patrol is off the line.
Last week, agents were shot at from a gun person on the U.S. side of the border near the Otay Open Space Mountain Preserve. That's about 15 miles east of Tijuana, Mexico. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And cell carrier T-Mobile has confirmed that it was the victim of a hack of its data. The company said Monday that there was unauthorized access to some of its data, but it was still investigating the scope for the breach. The company could also not say whether any of their customers' personal data was accessed in the incursion. The hack first coming to the company's attention after a report from Vice that someone was offering its company's data for sale on an online forum. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.